Since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, public testimonies about the impact of restrictive abortion laws have become more common at rallies, in workplaces, and even in state capitals. Still, one Arizona lawmaker's announcement last week stands out. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Wayne Shutsky reports on a personal moment turned political on the floor of the Arizona Senate.
For the first 25 minutes, the Arizona Senate's floor session on March 18th was unremarkable. Then the floor opened for final comments, and State Senator Ava Birch stood up.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. I rise for a point of personal privilege for comments.
Please.
As Democratic lawmakers gathered in support behind Birch, she told lawmakers she was pregnant, the fetus was not viable, and she planned to get an abortion.
I don't think people should have to justify their abortions, but I'm choosing to talk about why I made this decision because I want us to be able to have meaningful conversations about the reality of how the work that we do in this body impacts people in the real world.
To be clear, there is no abortion legislation currently in front of the legislature, but the Arizona Supreme Court is considering a case that could reinstate a Civil War-era total ban. Right now, a 15-week abortion ban passed in 2022 is the law. Reflecting on the process, Birch said the laws subjected her to an unnecessary ultrasound and forced her to sit through counsel designed to change the minds of patients with viable pregnancies.
I was told that I could choose adoption. I was told that I could choose parenting, which were two things that I couldn't choose, and it was cruel to suggest that that was an option for me when it's not.
Dr. Jill Gibson, the chief medical officer with Planned Parenthood Arizona, says those talking points are part of a script providers are required to recite under Arizona law. She hopes Birch's openness will dispel misconceptions about who is seeking abortion care.
I do absolutely agree that people have a misconception and judgments about people who have abortions, but the reality is that one in four people with reproductive potential will have an abortion during their lifetime.
Birch directed her comments to Republican lawmakers, some of whom passed the 15-week ban in 2022.
And do I have high expectations to change people's minds who are very passionately against abortion? No, but I think a lot of people are interested in having a larger conversation.
Birch's testimony had an effect on at least one Republican lawmaker.
I thought it was very compelling.
Senator Ken Bennett lists, quote, protect unborn life on his campaign website as a priority, but says,
her story points out that there are aspects of those statutes that get in the way of reasonable care for some people.
Bennett was quick to say Birch didn't convince him that abortion should be legal in all circumstances, but he says there is a conversation to be had about where lawmakers should draw the line.
Somewhere between heartbeat and viability, there needs to be some flexibility for people to make decisions on their care.
Birch says lawmakers shouldn't be involved in that decision at all. She says voters should be the one to decide the issue.
Yes, yes. This is to help get the constitutional amendment onto the ballot in November. To put a fundamental right to abortion in the Arizona Constitution.
Outside a bookstore in Tempe, Paul Weick spent an afternoon collecting signatures to put abortion access in Arizona before voters like Norma Millan. Millan says she was glad that Birch spoke up, but
I would have signed it anyway. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't go backwards. We should go forward.
Abortion advocates have about 3 more months to collect the nearly 400,000 signatures they need to give supporters the chance to voice that opinion at the polls. For NPR News, I'm Wayne Shutsky in Phoenix.